everyone. This is a special edition. This is the radio segment on Dr. Bob, the Sports Doctor radio show, last week in Chicago. I'm also a contributor to his amazing book with Sharky, Hey Sports Parents. Tune in and listen and enjoy the show and have a great, continued great spring. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, lower extremity review, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader today with a couple of my fave guests. We have Dr. Denise McDermott. She's a holistic adult and child psychiatrist, a very prominent podcaster, YouTuber, and she is a contributor to our best-selling book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. She returns along with Christine Blanchet from British Columbia. She's the TV host of Run With It, where the Sports Doctor is In segment is on monthly, gosh, the past 4 or 5 years. She's also the host of The Closing Act. And then the Sports Doctor's In with some Bob Guy to Wisdom emails. Dr. Denise, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, it's wonderful to be back.
It's always great to have you on to be able to create some great information. Give us some quickie background on you and your world.
Okay, so you mentioned holistic psychiatrist. I feel like I'm a multidimensional adult and child psychiatrist. I'm in Manhattan, California.
I like that
California.
Better term, but really.
I'd say I practice multidimensional medicine. And I also, with humility, I'm raising an amazing human being. I'm a mother, this wonderful son. I am very, very passionate about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health and now also sensory perception. And I'm really doing a deep dive in 2024 on everything. It's like a year of mastery on embrace your neuro style and beyond and what that means for all of us.
It's a great term. You know, I've liked it from the beginning when you were first even mentioned it. By the way, say hello to your son. I've watched this kid grow up. Good looking young man. What is he, 15 now?
He turned 15 on April 5th, and he is addicted to weight training.
Ah, hey, you know, we got to pay attention. Tell him not to overdo it, enjoy it, and to include strengthening his feet and ankles.
I will tell him. Thank you.
Absolutely. You give him those pearls, especially if he's involved in any sports. You know, what? One of the reasons I like to always try to keep up with you, with what you're doing, you know, the challenges both in the adult world, the child world, let alone the family relationships, in and out of sports is such a big, big deal with all of these challenges and pressures on these families and or kids. So I wanted to ask you how we're doing, Dr. Denise.
As a society, I think one of the biggest things we can all remember is that everything's energy, and whether it's in sports, business, family life, you really have to balance your own unique energy, and that's moment to moment, and you have to know your own neurostyle sensory perception as to what's the best sport for you, how much free time you need. Also, electronics these days, it's like we're extensions. It's like we're all walking around with our iPhone or our smart tablet. The mind needs breaks, lots of breaks in nature and times where we can just unplug, because that's when we find quiet and that's when we access our intuition. When we're connected to our intuition, we just make better choices in every dimension of our life.
We have to continue to pay attention to those points again, which is this 20, you know, as doctors over the years, we had to be accessible. You carried a pager, then you had a giant car phone in those days. And you were always accessible, and it's a pressure to that. The rest of the world wasn't. Now everybody is totally accessible all the time, and it's just, you know, thrown a lot of stuff into turmoil, like we've talked about, both in and out of sports. And it's interesting, you know, you mentioned, you know, the vibrational energies. You know, I've had energy medicines on the show for decades. And, you know, medicine didn't know how to spell the word energy, let alone where it fit in, you know, health, wellness, performance, injury prevention, et cetera, et cetera. And it's great to see you really concentrating on that side of it, because I think medicine is more and more accepting the fact that this is such a big deal. I call it the mental game, but that whole side of it, you know?
Absolutely. And I feel very fortunate. I've been in private practice for 23 years, no boss. So I'm the boss. So I can push the envelope. I did train at UCLA and Emory University, but I don't have to follow the academic dogma. Of course, I have to practice within the realms of what's safe and fine. But let's talk embrace your neurostyle and beyond. It's defined as we all process and perceive information in our own unique way. And the fabulous five multidimensions, biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and sixth sense intuition. I'm a feelings doctor. I work with all ages. I also have high level intuition. I get things in threes. I get lots of my answers in the pool. I know you are like such a paradigm progression pioneer in radio. And you know that the mental game is even more important than the physical game, because when we're connected to our mental game and our intuition, we make the best choices on and off court, on and off sport, and we really elevate our own game. So I think it's just all interrelated. And I have some of the most gifted now psychic people that come to me as their doctor because they know I don't overprescribe. They know I understand what empathy is, feelings, and that there's different and new ways to talk about sensory perception, functional medicine, energy medicine, and it's not anything that science doesn't back. We've got quantum physicists to prove it. So it's nothing. It's just really an exciting time to be on Earth. And I feel fortunate because I'm kind of walking the walk. My son had his own sensory challenge as a kid, and now he's thriving. No meds, all fitness, great parenting, great nature. So it's also very holistic. It doesn't have to be something such like a big rocket science. It can be very simple and very pure.
Well, it's funny. You know, it does. It sounds simple, yet it's taken medicine semi forever to really pay attention to including it. Whether it was the importance of the mental side of coming back from an injury, for example, or whether it was the family dealing with one illness or another and these kinds of challenges, we have a lot of senior citizen attention on the sports doctor. Of course, I go way to the other extreme where we talk about, you know, the tremendous challenges in youth sports. I want to ask you more about that. When we come back, everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, even though I'm behind, you can go back years and see the endless array of topics, international, national, local guests. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you have thousands of followers, lots of excitement around MVP Parent Magazine, some of the different articles that we're involved in all the time, and the At Sports Doc Radio, talking with Dr. Denise McDermott, again, a multi-factual, multi-dimensional, holistic psychiatrist, and all of these different areas. You know, you wrote about in the book, Dr. Denise, how important for instance, the world of youth sports or sports, let's even say fitness, how important that is. You called it mind medicine.
Correct.
In that regard. And it seems that we're getting more and more attention in that regard. But first, I have to ask you really for your best definition of neurostyle. I love that term.
Well, again, embracing, by the way, it's a registered trademark and I have music going. I've got multiple shows on it. Embrace your neurostyle and beyond. Neurostyle is defined. We all process and perceive information in our own unique way. It's multidimensional. The fabulous five to bridge Western and holistic and universe medicine, multidimensional. It's the fabulous five dimensions, biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, coupled with sixth sense intuition. We got a holistic, and that varies from moment to moment, life to life. We all are kind of growing up every day. So it's a very fluid definition. And when I say we, I don't mean just humans. I mean all sentient beings in the universe. This is beyond. The beyond is keeping an open mind. When you don't stay open, you're not going to receive what you need.
Well,
it's
a big envelope. I like the inclusion. I like the inclusion of all of this side of things, again, in the world, for example, of sports medicine, where we're talking about the best athletes in the world or their families, or we're talking, again, about somebody who's dealing with, one of the other contributors to the book, Robert Andrews from the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas. His specialty is the mental side of recovering from injury. And, you know, the idea that it's such a big deal, that it's such an aspect of what's important. So this, again, all involvement approach, including the sides of energy medicine, et cetera, these communication with these families where they're dealing with talented sons and daughters, it's great to keep that in mind. And the how do you find that medicine is continuing to grow and overall general practitioners, et cetera, to understanding this the mental side of all aspects of sports medicine?
Well, I think that that's going to vary region to region in the United States and also internationally. So I can speak for Southern Cal and Manhattan Beach, and people are pretty savvy because the weather's so great. People are out playing sports. They're very active. So much of the bridge of holistic health and the concept of mind medicine, whether it be the nutrition you have, the sunshine you have, I think that the primary care doctors and a lot of the people I know are a little bit ahead of the curve. But I think in a Western medicine clinic, we're starting to see, I'm not there, I was at UCLA, we're seeing a lot of integration, a lot of disciplines really leaning into one another. I think there's a lot more cooperation. I think one of the biggest problems in the United States is managed care, which I don't really feel to put my energy toward. I'm blessed.
That whole world.
The whole world of the losing the art, whether it's as an athlete, whether it's a child athlete, whether it's a doctor, you want to have the ability to have that therapeutic alliance with your client, with your patient, if you're a coach. So there's that unseen energy of reverence. So I think as long as you're in a medical clinic or in a coaching situation, parenting situation, where you have the time to really be present, you're going to have more progressive ideas. So I think it's definitely much more progressive in California, but I can't really speak to a lot of the other states. I think some of the stuff about sensory perception and intuition, it's really growing. It's really in our mainstream social media.
It's a big deal, rest and recovery. Denise, what's the best site people could find out about you and all your different work you're doing?
DrDeniseMD.com, DrDeniseMD.com. I hashtag all social media, and now I have YouTube, which is really a video content collection that I'm going to start having for some other projects.
Yes. Well, again, the idea, again, of the cooperation and the challenges of coaches, parents, again, you have social media. You told me in 20 TV shows or radio shows ago, I don't know how many we've done, what a challenge that social media was going to be. You were so way ahead of taking a look at what we had to be paying attention to and the importance of this downtime off screen time, this rest and recovery time, what a key important ingredient it is, because there's so much pressure in so many different areas. You got to take a couple of deep breaths, right, Dr. Denise?
Yes, and as we finish up our segment, I want to use another term that I've introduced called mindful ingestion. Mindful ingestion of the social media, mindful ingestion of the news. We have to pace ourselves, be in the moment, and decide, when do I need to take a sensory break? When should I go outside? What should I do?
Great term. That's a great term.
Mindful ingestion. I want everyone to think about that. How can you know yourself well enough as to how much you need in that moment?
Again, as I'm listening to you mention that, I'm thinking again about whether people, whether it's politics, whether it's the news, whether it's what's going on, and the tremendous tension it gives and anxiety. It hangs on a lot of us. So mindful,
well, can I
what's
give
the
one
second
more tip?
Word? Yes.
Ingestion, how you ingest something. So mindful ingestion. So just like when if someone catches on fire, stop, drop, and roll, I think it's important to have healing phrases. And those are in all of my content. That's a big claim to fame. Everything's like a cognitive behavioral shot of love from Dr. D, Denise. So basically, when you're about to log on to social media or email, mind prep yourself. Maybe set a timer. How much do I want to do this? Because people can get in the loop of just like curiosity and stay online longer than they want to. So just like brushing your teeth so many times a day or hitting your layups or practicing your sport, you should go into mindful ingestion of your news and social media and know if you need to log off. You need to really pace yourself. It's something that we need to have as, I would say, social media, mindful ingestion hygiene. And that needs to be talked in our homes with our kids because they're the influence of social media, the indirect bullying, the indirect negativity, it's really polarizing. And it's not good for mental well-being.
We've gotten this thrown in our face, like that was on top of the pandemic.
1 minute.
You know, before, during, and after. So many different topics. Great terms with Dr. Denise here, whether it is neurostyle or it's mindful ingestion. Dr. Denise, thanks so much for joining us. Quickly, again, the best site to find out about you and your world.
DrDeniseMD.com. Thank you, Dr. Bob. You are amazing. Thank you for all you've done.
DrDeniseMD.com. Flattery will get you everywhere. Hold on, Dr. Denise. We'll be right back, everybody.